This is Solidarity News on Radio Labour.
This is a Radio Labour World Report recorded on January 19, 2018. I'm Mark Belanger. In the report this week, why Labour is supporting the 2030 UN Sustainable Development Goals, how workers are prepared to be migrant slaves, and the Radio Labour report about union events around the world. This is Radio Labour. One of the ways the international labor movement supports decent work, quality education, and a just transition to sustainable economies is to work with the United Nations. The UN has created the 2030 Agenda for Sustainable Development Goals, known as the SDGs. Unlike the previous agenda called the Millennium Development Goals, the MDGs, this latest agenda has a category for decent work. Helping labor organizations with the current Sustainable Development Goals is the Trade Union Development Cooperation Network. The network recently interviewed a number of labor activists who are working on the Sustainable Development Goals, the SDGs, in their countries. Julius Kanglet is the vice president of the Federation of Free Workers in the Philippines.
The UN has said that it wants to leave no one behind. Partly, the UN is talking to workers when it's saying they don't want to leave anyone behind, because when we did the MDGs before, there were no direct references to what the workers can do and what the workers should be receiving or getting. So having an SDG dedicated for decent work is a major step by the UN towards leaving no one behind. And I think it's very important to workers, because without workers, I think we won't be able to achieve the other SDGs. Like, for example, we want education for all, but is anyone talking about the welfare of teachers? We want universal access to health, but who's talking about the welfare of health workers? Same thing about gender equality. When was the last time the UN talked about the fate of women workers? Same thing with young people. They talk about youth empowerment and everything, but what discussions have been made about young workers? So I think it's very important for trade unions to actively take part in making sure that we achieve the Agenda 2030, that we achieve all of these SDGs, and workers are enablers, not only for the betterment of society, not only for progress, but specifically for the achievement of the SDGs.
My name is Naomi Chakanya. I'm a senior researcher at the Labour and Economic Development Research Institute of Zimbabwe. It's quite important for the trade unions to get involved in the Agenda 2030, also called SDGs, because the SDGs provide a framework for the trade unions to further enhance the work that we have been doing on decent work agenda. So the decent work agenda contains four pillars: employment creation, workers' rights, social protection, and social dialogue. And all these four objectives of the decent work agenda are encompassed in the Agenda 23 in various goals that we have. So it's quite important for trade unions to take up this initiative to participate in the spirit of leaving no one behind. My organization has been working on the country profiles on SDGs. We also call them shadow reports for trade unions on how governments are faring in terms of implementing SDGs. So through the TUDCN, we have been able to develop a template for trade unions to do shadow reports on SDGs. And for Zimbabwe, it has been a great initiative for us to participate in this template, because it has opened spaces for dialogue with the ministry, the coordinating ministry of SDGs. And through that template and the country profile that we provided them, they were actually thrilled to know that trade unions are actually progressive, and they are there not to distract processes, but also to complement what the government is doing in terms of making sure workers' rights are upheld.
There are about 230 million migrant workers in the world, people who have left poverty, war, or other dire circumstances to work in another country. They are amongst the most exploited workers in the world. That is why the International Migrants Alliance was created in Hong Kong in 2008. Annie Lestari, the chairperson of the Alliance, is an Indonesian domestic worker and migrant rights activist based in Hong Kong. She spoke recently to a social justice forum organized by the Canadian Union of Public Employees.
I was confronted between the choice of staying home with nothing to support my family because I still have my siblings back home, my family were indebted, or finding a job somewhere that I never can imagine. So that time, a broker came to me and say, you know, if you want to fast money, you just have to be a migrant. You just have to sacrifice for several years, then you go home with a lot of money. So when I travel abroad, I thought, at least I will be treated as a human. And it was the other way around, because then the whole process of recruitment means you were confined, being trained, and prepared in a way that you are actually a product. You know, they cut my hair, they clean my body, they dress me in a way I am a servant of the family. So I cannot have a freedom of holding, even watching TV and so on. So they have this kind of very unique enslavement training. It was really an enslavement it was not necessary. So when I ran away, then it opened the whole horizon that, you know, the whole labor migration is a scheme. It's a scheme because we were meant to be a slave in another country.
The Trade Union Development Cooperation Network, which conducted the interviews heard here, is an initiative of the International Trade Union Confederation. The ITUC is the world body which represents national union centers, such as the AFL-CIO in the United States and the Ghana Trade Union Congress. Now here with his report about union events around the world is Labour Start correspondent Derek Blackadder.
Here's a small sample of the average of 220 news stories added to our site each day last week. Our top stories section included links to coverage of a general strike against austerity and restrictions on the right to strike in Greece, and the dissolution of an independent metalworkers union after a law effectively banning material international union solidarity took effect in Russia. We had news of strikes and lockouts in dozens of countries. Here are just a few highlights. Australian rail workers walked in frustration with their timetabling. A lockout at Fiji's international airport continues, as does the global campaign to force an end to it. Across much of the United Kingdom, rail workers continued their rotating strikes in an effort to gain a wage increase and prevent job losses. Tunisia's central union, the UGTT, was organizing massive rallies to demand that the government live up to the promises of the Arab Spring. Pakistani teachers began an open-ended strike on the 12th of January, in part in an effort to force the sacking of corrupt administrators who have been stealing funds meant for school supplies. And German metal workers continued their rotating strikes as they aimed to achieve a wage increase and a reduction in their hours of work. Our top working women stories included coverage of the first women gas station attendants in Palestine, criticism of Hollywood unions as more allegations of sexual harassment come to light, and the formation of a national women's committee within the Indian Rail Workers Union. The Health and Safety Newswire, we run in cooperation with Hazards magazine, carried stories to hundreds of union websites around the world about the high fatality rate amongst migrant workers in Japan, an announcement by a German retailer that the survivors and families of the more than 250 mostly women workers who died in a garment factory fire in Pakistan will receive a small pension as compensation. And we covered the lawsuit filed by the Civil Service Union of Barbados in an effort to have a workplace condemned and demolished. Currently, Labour Start is running 7 online actions. Take just a few seconds out of your day and join thousands of trade unionists around the world helping workers make their lives better, or even help save those lives. This is Derek Blackadder from Labour Start, reporting for Radio Labour.
And that's it. International labor news you can use. Radio Labor's newscasts are available on its website, iTunes, mobile phones, union websites, and community radio stations. Follow us on Twitter at Radio Labor. I'm Mark Boulanger. Thank you for listening. And remember, it's all about global solidarity.